Brittany Griner is a superstar of American women's pro basketball. She's also become a central character in an international diplomatic wrangle between Russia and the United States. Griner was arrested in February on arrival at Moscow's Sheremetyevo Airport. Customs officers discovered she was carrying vape cartridges, which contained small amounts of cannabis oil. Despite testifying that she has a doctor's prescription for medical cannabis, Griner has pleaded guilty to a charge of drug smuggling in the hope of avoiding a maximum 10-year prison sentence. At this latest court appearance, her defense lawyers challenged the forensic findings of the prosecution experts.
We need the exact legal basis for this case. That will depend in particular on whether the seized substance is prohibited and what is its amount. Forensic evidence tells us that it's impossible to reliably establish the amount with the existing case materials.
Even as Griner's trial enters its final stages, her fate is bound up in bigger diplomatic negotiations, negotiations made more tense by the impact of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The Biden administration has proposed a prisoner swap to secure Griner's freedom. The U.S. State Department is understood to be willing to release Viktor Bout, the notorious Russian arms dealer who is 10 years into a 25-year jail sentence for supplying weapons to designated terrorist groups. In return, America wants Russia to release Brittany Griner and Paul Whelan, a U.S. corporate security expert who Russia has convicted on espionage charges and sentenced to 16 years in prison.
We still think that any exchange of information regarding this topic should be made discreetly. Megaphone diplomacy, public exchange of opinions will not achieve results.
We will continue to support Ms. Griner through every step of this process and as long as it takes to bring her home to the United States safely. And we'll continue to support every U.S. citizen in prison or detained in the Russian Federation.
Griner herself is understandably following the news closely.
She's still focused and she's still nervous and she still knows that the end is near. And of course she heard the news, so she's hoping that sometime she could be coming home. And we hope too.
The next court date is Thursday. A swap deal could come at any time. Paul Brennan, Al Jazeera.